The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
All right, we are on 7-Minute Sunday, 7 points for 7 minutes, and we still are on badass offensive coordinator. And so we talked about the six phases of offensive football, and there's basically only six things that you can do. So let's give some specifics on those six phases. Runs and RPOs. When you're going to run the football, you basically have to think about it like this. There's just a few things that you should limit yourself to. Number one is gap schemes. Gap schemes can be a one-puller power with tight ends in the game, or it could be a one-puller power with wide out slot receivers going into the box to block a backer. It could be a power scheme with the quarterback running the football, faking it to the running back, where you have the running back that's taking the fake is the lead now. He's the lead back, and he leads on the backer. That's my favorite way to run the power scheme. You could have a gap scheme with guard tackle pull. You could have a gap scheme with guard wing back pull, which we call our pull and praise. You could have a gap scheme with a pin and pull. If you have a true tight end or you have a big H-back that can pin, and then you can pull a tackle around. And then you also have gap schemes to where that you could have cracks involved as well. But within the gap scheme concept, the RPOs, in my opinion, are the easiest out of the gap scheme. The reason is that you can basically end up in an RPO with a gap scheme, with a one-man puller especially, is that you can end up fairly safe for the quarterback to hold the ball for a receiver to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 steps down the field and still release the ball safely. The reason being the backside tackle, if you understand that you're a heavy RPO team, the backside tackle may not even sift the backside B gap. He may just lock on to the edge, and that makes it a whole lot safer in the RPO game. I did a study when I was at Louisiana Tech and looked at how many times that tackle stepping down, which has been done for a million years, stepping down, trying to help out and get a hand on, and then coming back out, because if it's a power, that if it's a handoff, then that's all that matters. But the influence of him doing that on the success of the play was minuscule. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short message.
You're listening to the Coach Tony Franklin Podcast.
In the last 21 years, the Tony Franklin system has been covered and mentioned in USA Today, Forbes, NPR, The Wall Street Journal, CBS, and ESPN. Why? Because my clients, high school coaches from all over the country, middle school coaches, and even college and NFL coaches, have had careers change forever. They've set NCAA records. They've set high school records. They've won state championships. They've won conference championships. And they've even won national championships. Why? Because in the system, we teach them quarterback mastery, every drill that you can imagine, game planning, fundamentals, coordinating an offense and defense, raising money, being the best you can be in your strength program, how to run a system, tempo, RPOs, career advancement, crisis management, and even recruiting. And many of my clients have paid in the neighborhood of $10, $20, $30, $50, some even close to $100,000 over that period of time. I put it all together, everything that we've done that's of value, I've got it all in one file now. And for the first time ever, and the only time, and for a short period of time, I'm selling the entire system. It's not a one-year subscription like my normal programs have been. This is a lifetime product that you get to keep forever. If you're interested, simply send me an email at coachtf@gmail.com. coachtf@gmail.com and say, hey, Tony, send me that stuff. I heard about it on your podcast. I'll send it out to you immediately. So since the RPOs became such a big part of our offense, then what I decided to do was just lock that tackle on the backside of that rather than sifting and then coming back out. That way the quarterback knew that he was safely protected in the RPO game, because that way in the gap scheme, you can throw a lot of balls further down the field in the RPO scheme. You also have your zone scheme, whether it's inside zone or whether it's the outside zone stretch play. And I've done both. I think that there's certain personnel that is really good with the outside zone play if they're college coaches. And even in high school now, with the federation rules where you're not allowed to do hardly any cutting at all, is that you're probably not going to be able to be successful in running an outside zone pure stretch scheme the way that we do it. So then you're better off just running a zone scheme if you're going to run those two. I think the zone schemes are harder to teach than the gap schemes. That's why I like the gap schemes better. The next scheme is just a man scheme, a man-based blocking. And then when you have a man-based blocking, it's either a five-on-five draw or it's a five with one guy left over, and then it's a lead play. So it could be a lead play with two backs, or it could be a lead play with the quarterback. Then we have what we call wrong-way runs. Wrong-way runs are when everybody blocks one way, we hand the ball off going the other way, we either toss it or we hand it off on a jet. Those are my favorite plays because that means that if your O-line sucks, you can still be good at running the football with that. And then finally, you've got read option football. And when you've got read option football, we're just running old school zone read and then making a decision whether to hand the ball off or to pull it. There's lots of ways to do that where you read the backside in. You can also read the three technique. If you've got a decent quarterback that can run just a little bit, then zone read football is a really good type of football to play. But those are basically the five type of run plays that we do. And then tagged into that, we've got all of our fast screens, our punch screens, our chop screens, our bubble screens, all of our quick routes. And then you've got your replacement routes where you're replacing defenders. Like if you're running stretch one way, replace the backer the other way, throw the ball back to where that you've replaced him from. And then you can always run your verticals off of those as well, and your 3 and 5 step slants and post. That's our 7 minute Sunday, 7 plays, 7 minutes, 7 concepts. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.